This just released. The MCK would like to inform the community that the interim agreement on certain conditions applicable to Ganawagi workers on the Mercier Bridge Contract B has been reached with Quebec and will allow for urgently needed repairs to the Mercier Bridge to begin on the Contract B section. This interim agreement achieves the goal of meeting the requirements of the 1932 Order in Council that requires Ganawagi workers have priority for works on the Mercier Bridge by removing the roadblocks that exist in current Quebec laws. It gives Quebec the means to amend its laws to formally recognize Ganawagi's jurisdiction in several matters of labor on the Mercier Bridge. This follows the CSST Mohawk Self-Insurance Agreement signed on May 11th, which includes a commitment from Quebec that sets the stage for a long-term process to address the contentious R20 requirements, as well as the removal of the CCQ. These will be replaced by Ganawagi-created mechanisms. No taxes will be deducted from any Ganawagi workers employed on this project. As Contract B has been declared a union job by the contractor, union dues will be applicable. Employment insurance and the Quebec Parental Insurance Program will also be deducted, as they are for Contract A. However, workers may choose to be exempt of social benefits, including pension and CCQ administration, and to receive, directly in his or her paycheck, paid vacation and statutory holiday allowances. Regarding the issue of the 11 union iron workers who had to leave the Contract A portion of the work, Quebec has committed to having these workers fully reinstated by the union without penalty. The interim agreement was signed by Labor Portfolio Chief Rhonda Kirby and Intergovernmental Relations Portfolio Chief Mike Bush on behalf of Ganawagi. Chief Martin LeBourne objected and did not sign the Mohawk Council Executive Directive that allowed for this action to proceed. Quote, "A tremendous amount of hard work went into this," said Grand Chief Michael Arihiru DeLille Jr. "Hats off to the entire negotiation team," end quote. Now, you're up to date.